Mama done raised me right.
All right, guys.
She told me how to be polite.
Yes, you know,
man, pardon me. Say a prayer every night. I may look like a southern belle. And you wanna drink from this well? But you ain't gonna get that milk for free. No, you're gonna need to buy the cow.
Or
pick me up. Open my door. Buy me dinner. Show me that you're working for it.
One of the stars of one of our favorite sitcoms on ABC, The Goldbergs, actress and singer extraordinaire, Haley Arantia.
Hey, you got it right.
Yes.
Good job.
I did my homework. How often has someone mispronounced your name, Haley?
Every day of my life.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I had no idea. I'll tell the truth.
No, but you know what? It looks so much more complicated than it is, and I don't take any offense to it. I actually think it's awesome when people get it right, so thanks.
What is the ethnic origin of Arantia?
It's Basque, so it's Spanish of some sort.
Okay.
So I guess your character, being Jewish, there's safe to assume that, Haley, you don't have any Jewish background?
You know, I don't. I'm not Jewish at all. And the funny part is only two of the six Goldberg characters are actually Jewish.
I knew Jeff Garland.
Yeah.
Who's
Jeff
the other
Garland
one?
And George Segal.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yes, of course.
Of course, Pops.
Yeah, of course, Pops has to be.
But that's it.
Wow. So, Goldberg's is off, what, 5 seasons already, and your character has gone off to college in D.C., right?
Yes, I believe so. I'm trying to remember now, because at one point later, she was going to go to college in one place, and then I think she ended up going to D.C. School of the Arts.
Yeah, because last week they said D.C. because she had to drive from D.C.
Yes.
From D.C.
Yep, so
all the way up to PA.
Back home to Philadelphia.
Yeah, right.
Jenkinstown, yeah.
Yeah, which I think is cool. So, but you shoot in Los Angeles, so I guess they kind of have to make the show seem authentically Pennsylvania, I guess, right?
Yeah, and at times it can be hard, but for the most part we shoot on the Sony lot and they kind of build whatever they need. But we do convert a local gas station nearby to the Wawa,
yes,
which is very local to that area, I guess. So we try to make it feel like Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we definitely love Wawa here because we're from Baltimore and we have Wawas all around here.
Yeah.
Right. I've actually never been to a Wawa, so I'm looking forward to finally.
Oh, yeah, stop by when you come here then.
Yes, of course, you're going to be in Annapolis, as we just announced.
We'll treat you to a hoagie if you come out.
Yeah. Or Kanish.
I need to try it.
Or do you prefer Kanish?
You know, I actually didn't try one when we filmed this last episode involving Kanishes, okay. So I need to try them at some point.
Nice. So, Haley, what's awesome is that you'll be at Ram's Head in Annapolis, Maryland. You'll be performing. And, of course, the following week in D.C., you're also going to be in Delaware. So you're all over the East Coast.
We could even meet her at Ram's Head, correct?
That's right.
There's a special.
I hope you come out to some shows.
Yeah, there's actually
a special meet and greet package.
That's right. For your listeners out there, for fans of Haley, there's actually a meet and greet package that you can purchase directly from your official website, HaleyArantia.com.
I think it's only like $50 or something really cheap.
Yeah.
So it's a great deal.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Thanks. And, yeah, it's really fun. We hang out, take some photos, and we've got like this cool VIP merch bag that we love giving out and hanging out with the people. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So you're on tour. Tell us about your opening act. You actually have, I think she was on The Voice, yes?
Yeah, Brenly Brown.
Yes.
She's only 16 years old, and she was on season 12 of The Voice, and she's just got a really incredible classic country sound and such a powerhouse voice for how young she is. Seriously, like, and she plays guitar up on stage, and I'm honestly in awe of how talented she is, especially because she hasn't been doing it that long, and she's just a natural.
Wow, that's fantastic. Your music is, I guess, similar to Brenly's. You're more of the country pop?
Yeah, I have a little bit more of that pop kind of soul, I guess, like flavor involved in my music. So it's nice to have Brenly there because I think we really complement each other well on our sounds because it's not too similar, but it's also not completely different, you know?
Now, I know you sing a lot of 80s covers on the Goldbergs. Will there be any 80s covers during your show?
There's actually not, which I know a lot of people were looking forward to that, but I feel like I do 80s enough on the show, I could get away with it. But we are doing a couple fun covers. Brenly does some, and I do a few, and then we actually do one together at the end of our set.
Cool.
A cover of Cam's new song, Diane.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
And it's such a good song to end on. We just absolutely love performing it together. So it's a good combo of stuff.
Right on.
That's awesome. And your opening act has a very similar background to you, like being on The Voice, and you started off where
on
I first
X
saw
Factor.
You, at least, on The X Factor.
Yeah.
How was that?
Yeah.
How was that whole process, dealing with Simon Cowell and everybody?
You know, that to me was such a learning experience. There were so many positives and also so many negatives of working on a show like that. I would say the best thing I took from it was the people that I met and the experience. Getting to kind of see the way television works and also, you know, record labels in some level. But I also think that there's some negative aspects. Like, I don't love that those shows make you feel, especially when you're so young, a lot of those
right,
kids
yeah.
who are like 14, making them feel like if you don't make it on this show, then you have no other opportunities. You know, that's the one thing that I think needs to change about shows like that. Because,
right.
you know, I was 17 when I was on that show. And if I had thought that I was going to give up afterwards, I never would have gotten the Goldbergs or done this tour.
Well, I mean, when the show ended,
wow.
did you think that it was going to be over for your career, or did you think that was just a stepping stone at the
you
time?
You know, there's a moment when you're getting eliminated that you're like, this is it. No one's ever going to want to talk to me again.
Right, right.
Or like, you know, you think it's over. But
right.
then, you know, as time went on, I was like, there's so many other people who just don't care about that. And
yeah.
there's so many other paths to take, and everything really is a stepping stone to wherever you're going, you know.
So how do you go from that process and then to actually getting auditioning and getting selected for the Goldbergs?
Well, it's a long story, but before I even did the X Factor, I had met with record labels, and I was doing more of an R&B kind of pop sound, and they ultimately said it would be more beneficial for them to want to sign me, I guess, if I had a platform already, like a television show. This is around when Hannah Montana was a big thing.
Okay.
So I ultimately started taking acting classes back in my hometown of Louisville, Texas. And it was something that I didn't know I wanted to do. I was very confused about why I had to go through acting in order to make music happen. But I kept auditioning. And after X Factor was over, I kind of started up again. And one thing led to another. And now I work on the Goldbergs.
That's so cool. And Goldbergs,
yeah,
I mean, there's been shows like that took place in the 80s before. And for me, I thought most of them were like real cheesy. But the Goldbergs was different because it was like actually based on like Adam Goldberg, the creator's real family,
yeah.
which I think gives it a lot of heart. And like you can really see, you know, you could really feel that how he loved his parents. He loved his grandfather. He loved his siblings. So I think it really gives a lot of warmth to the show, even though it's still hilarious, but it really, like, shows a real live family. And I think his video clips that he shows at the end, it really drives it home that, hey, these situations, like, you know, they may be exaggerated, but they really, most of them really happened, which I think is pretty awesome for the show.
Yeah, it's funny because Adam, from what I've been told, had never intended to create a show about his family. He had signed a deal, I believe it was with Sony or with ABC. One of them, and they said, you've got, you know, three opportunities to do shows, and one of which he was trying to figure out what to do, and Doug Robinson who was recently from Happy Madison, he had seen these home videos and was like, you have to create a television show around your family, they're hilarious. And he's like, no, man, that's like, how would I even do that? And eventually they found enough home videos that just created hilarious storylines that they gave it a shot. And I'm so glad they did, because so many people relate to this family on so many different levels.
And not to mention, it gives you a job.
Exactly. I would say that's the most important part.
Right. So let me ask you a question, Haley. So I'm sorry, this is lying back with. I'm jumping in. Right. I'm just jumping in. I'm half black. That's why I'm late. I'm sorry. So
that's why 30 minutes late, not a
right.
full hour.
So So, question. So, it sounds like you do a little bit of research on, you know, the people that you're working with and working for. Is that true in all cases or what?
Well, it's,
with
maybe.
People that I'm working with?
As far as...
80s pop culture, maybe, because, you know, you're, you know, you didn't really grow up in that era. Is that what you referenced in line? Like outlaw the 80s pop culture in the Golden.
The pop culture, the director, the you know, right? Do you do research on the people that you're going to be working with?
I mean, I definitely do to some degree. I have a pretty horrible memory for a lot of things. I mean, when it comes to, like, memorizing lines, it's okay. But when it comes to, like, names and faces, I'm actually pretty bad. So it depends on the situation. But I feel like for the most part, I try to educate myself as much as possible because hopefully these are people that are going to be a part of my life for a long time. And I love and respect everyone I work with. And so I try to familiarize myself with everything they've done. But, you know, they've done a lot of things, so it's hard to keep up sometimes.
Right. And your character on the show is actually one, I think probably the only one that's really based on a different person than the actual real-life person, because the actual sibling of Adam Goldberg was actually Eric Goldberg, his oldest brother.
Older brother.
So how's your character on the show relate to his, and how much was changed?
Well, besides a similar name, so right. Eric to Erica, I would say there weren't a ton of things that they pulled. Maybe a couple personality traits. You know, more of the like middleman of the family kind of keeps everyone grounded in some way. I guess that's kind of how I would describe Erica.
Okay.
But there's a lot about Erica that's, you know, has nothing to do with Eric. For example, the musical aspect of her character was something that I brought up to the producers that I sing. And if I ever had an opportunity to, you know, even have a song of mine just play during the credits is what I was hoping.
Right.
And they tried an episode where Erica sang season one at the talent show. And I guess it just went over so well that they decided to keep writing it, which I'm very thankful for because I get to continue to do music and acting together.
How cool is that?
That is awesome. Have you developed a love for one more than the other yet, or you like them equally the same, which is music and acting?
You know, it's so hard because music has always been my first love, and it's something that I feel comes more natural to me the same way that I say that, like, if you're a kid growing up and you want to play soccer and you do it through high school or whatever, it's the way that music was for me. So I just can't imagine not doing it. But with acting, it's something that's been a big challenge for me. It's something that I didn't expect I would ever do, but I've grown a love for it. And because it's a challenge, I learn a lot working with the people that I work with on our show. And so it's something that I love in a completely different way.
Awesome. Who on the show has taught you the most? I know you're working with a lot of actors on the show who've been around for a very long time. Have any been kind of like a mentor to you on the show?
Honestly, I feel like I've learned so much from Wendy specifically. She's such a professional, also extremely talented and absolutely incredible when
she's
it comes
amazing.
To improvisation.
We've met Wendy before. She's awesome.
We interviewed her a couple times.
Yes.
She's just such a great person and such a star. She's so good at what she does. But I also have to say that I learn and have so much love for George Segal.
Oh, that's awesome.
He doesn't come on set too often anymore because, you know, he's 83 now. So they kind of write him in when they need to write him in and let him enjoy his life.
Did you like the Spring Break episode?
That was a hilarious.
Working closely with him?
Yes. I had such a blast on that episode. I love working with George because he and I have this very similar kind of humor.
Aww.
Even though we're years and years apart, but we just click on so many levels. So I love talking to him and hearing his stories and just kind of seeing how he's very professional as well. You know, they just come to work, they do what they need to do, and they go home. It's a job for them,
so
but they're just so good at it.
Is he as sweet in person as he is, like, as his character is on the show?
He is so sweet, and I have to tell you, he has the greatest laugh of anyone in the entertainment industry. I don't know if you've ever heard him. It's like this kind of giggly air laugh. I don't know how to explain it, but it is amazing.
That's awesome. So, Haley, what's your favorite 80s fandom? I mean, you've done a lot of theme episodes on the Goldbergs with Star Wars, The Karate Kid. Is there a particular fandom that you like?
So tough. I would say the two movies that I loved doing most on our show was, like, the Breakfast Club episode, because I love the Breakfast Club. That's
yes.
such a iconic movie. Yes. But we also did the Dirty Dancing episode, which even though I like Dirty Dancing, I hadn't like watched it a million times. But when we filmed it, I've never had more fun with my cast than that Friday night of that week filming the scene where Sam, who plays Jeff, lifts me up and we do the whole Dirty Dancing dance and everything. It was just such a good time.
That was awesome. Any particular themes or 80s themes that you think should be covered in the Goldbergs and they haven't tackled yet, or a particular name, like maybe someone like Madonna or someone like that that has yet to be like featured or tackled on the show?
Yeah. I remember, what was the movie I always brought up? I can't even remember. There's so many. But the one thing that I continually beg is that they put I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston in
yes.
the show.
Nice.
It's my favorite song.
Yes.
But they refuse to do it, and I'm sure it has something to do with royalties or something. But,
oh.
You know, we've had so many episodes where we got
I think Whitney gives you her blessing. That's just
as long as you don't have a tub on the
dark humor. No.
No, we definitely need more than her blessing. You need the lawyer's blessing too.
That's true.
We've had so many times where we've tried to do like a Michael Jackson Thriller episode and we're not allowed to do it.
Except
like,
for the jacket.
Things that you just can't do. So I don't know. Maybe one day.
The red jacket though. That was close.
Oh, the jacket last week, yes.
Yeah, we can do that.
Let me give you props on that Dirty Dancing scene, especially the lifting, because I tried it before. It didn't
what?
Go so well.
It
didn't go so well. I mean, the first time, like, I squished her pretty bad, and the second time, you know, seeing as though that, you know, she was like 320, she squished me pretty bad.
Oh, my God.
So, good job.
Well, I will give a secret away. I was on cable.
Oh,
so
wow.
Technically,
cheater! Cheater!
I'm so sorry.
No, but it's definitely, how's it working on the set of the Goldbergs? I mean, it's got to be cool working around all the 80s stuff. I was actually there last week. I took a tour on the Sony tour, and they took us through the Goldbergs' house on the set, which it felt like it was actually walking back into the 80s, like a time capsule. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's so wild when you actually go on set and you feel like you're in a house, and it's so well decorated. Our set decorators are incredible about making it feel authentically 80s. So when you get on set, you are like in the 80s.
Yeah, it's down to like the smallest detail, like the board games in the corner. It's really cool.
Yeah, I heard there's I heard they greenlit a Goldberg spinoff.
For the 90s.
Yes, they did. And originally they had a couple other cast members in there, but they've been booked on other shows. So it's going to be, I believe, Brian Callen, Tim Meadows, and AJ Mashaka, who plays Lainey, my best friend on the show. So they're kind of doing a little bit of a different take this time around, but it's still the concept of them being teachers at the school in the 90s.
So would that be tough to cross over since it's a different timeline?
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah. Because crossovers would be cool. I mean, they do in the DC universe, so why not the Goldbergs universe?
That's what I want. I don't know if they'll let me do it, but I am rooting for it because I'm currently, I'm not even lying to you, wearing a shirt that says awesome since the 90s. So I should be doing the 90s show.
That is so awesome.
Because Adam said they're never going to cross into the 90s on the Goldbergs, right?
Oh, wow.
They're not.
Really?
I don't think they will on the Goldbergs itself, especially now that they have this spinoff.
Interesting.
But, you know, I'm dying to do stuff in the 90s because that's, like, my era.
What if the show goes 10 more seasons? Are you just going to, like, stop time?
Well, I mean, we're already on season 5. I think the most they're anticipating is probably going to season, I mean, really 10 is where everyone kind of hits, isn't it? But there's only so much you can do within the 80s. I don't think they want to cross over because then it just becomes a completely different show.
Yeah, and I think that 70s show did the same thing. I think it went 10 seasons before it.
After a while, all the kids are out of, I think they're probably going to end when Adam graduates from high school.
I think so too. That's the feeling I get, but to be honest, they don't tell me much of anything, so I kind of learn as I go as the writers come out with stuff.
Well, is Adam pretty cool to work for? Like, is, I mean, do you see him as like nerdy? Because I know he loves all the toys from the 80s and stuff, or does he seem like a pretty fun guy to work for?
Yeah, he's great. And I will say, and he won't be offended by this because he knows this, he is a huge nerd.
Yes, yes.
And you should see his office. He has, like, cabinets from floor to ceiling all over his office that are just filled with Star Wars toys or games or puzzles or whatever in it. Like, he has it all. And I don't know if you remember this episode, but there was a 7-foot Tauntaun costume during a Star Wars episode.
Of course.
That is his personal Tauntaun costume.
His personal costume is hysterical.
And how's it working with the young Adam Goldberg, the Sean? How's it working with him?
Oh, seeing him
grow up throughout the years?
Seeing him grow up has been weird because he was 13 when we started and he's turning 19 this summer.
19? Is he really 19?
Wild.
Wow.
Yeah. It, absolutely wild.
19.
But I'm not even exaggerating when I tell you there's not a nicer human being you'll ever meet. I've never in 5 years of working together seen him angry in my life. Like, everyone has a bad day.
Right.
And he has never been angry or at least shown that he's angry. So just the sweetest kid you'll ever meet.
Yeah, we met Wendy years ago when I think during the first season of the Goldbergs, and she actually brought Adam with her, and they were doing a charity event here in D.C.
Create a Coalition.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing organization.
Yeah.
I remember seeing Adam, and I asked Wendy for a picture, and took a picture with Wendy, and then asked Adam, and he looked real excited. I'm like, hey, Adam, can I get a picture with you, please? And he's like, yeah, sure. Sean, can I get a picture with you?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, sure. He's all excited. Like, that's the nicest kid, and that's probably back when he was 13 or 14.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm telling you right now, he's that way 24/7,
and
to this day the same way. So, great kid.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah. Haley, we really appreciate you calling to Below the Belt Show.
We're excited for Saturday.
Saturday, we're going to stop by. We're going to stop by Annapolis and check out the show. And
doors open at noon, so yeah, it's an early show.
This is an early show.
For all ages.
Mm-hmm. It is. So, I'm really glad. I hope you guys can make it, because I would really love to meet y'all in person.
Oh, we definitely will.
Actually, Haley, we did briefly meet at the Dancing with the Stars after party. I think you were with your previous publicist at the time.
Yeah.
Do you recall that party?
I don't know. I remember this because she had a client that was on that show. So that's hilarious. That was so long ago.
Yeah, that was like 5 years. I think it was like 4 or 5 years ago. Yeah.
Awesome.
That's so crazy.
So,
hello again.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, Haley, before we let you go, if you could cut a promo for us, let us know who you are from the Goldbergs. You're on Below the Belt Show, and throw out a Goldbergs catchphrase or, you know, a plug or a song or whatever you want at the end.
A Goldbergs catchphrase. The only one I can think of, I hope, is not. No, okay. Let's
you can
see.
Say it.
This is the Below the Belt Show. You're fine.
All right, cool. Hey, y'all, I'm Haley Rantia from ABC's The Goldbergs, and you're listening to Below the Belt Show. Oh, balls!
That's great.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
Rams Head Tavern, Annapolis, Maryland, Saturday. This Saturday, guys. And, of course, D.C. at the Hamilton next Wednesday.
And even buy the meet and greet package, the VIP package, and meet Haley in person.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk.
Haley, you're awesome. Thanks so much.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.